In our gospel today, in Mark chapter 13, verse 24 to 32, we hear Jesus speaks about the end times. And it brings us, you know, it scares us. Some will be nervous about it. Imagine the sun not coming out and the moon not coming out and the stars are falling. Good if the stars are this big. You know the stars are planets. But instead of focusing on fear, let us focus on trust and hope. Instead of focusing on the gloom and doom, let us focus on salvation and the glory to come at the end of time. How do we prepare? You see, one is we focus on the here and now. It's not about the catastrophe or the destruction that will come. It's about the salvation and God's love and concern for our conversion, but most especially for our salvation. But make no mistake, end times is going to come. And the earlier we accept our own mortality, the better for us. Live a quality time. They say that aging and dying is a reality of life. Anyone here who's not aging? Anyone here who's not going to die? Nobody. Nobody. The way I see it, we can live our life in two ways. Following the old Epicurean way, eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow you will die. That's the Epicurean way. Or follow the Christian way. And what is the Christian way? Quality time. Do you know that if you live and love, you are set for eternity? You're set for the end time. It's not something to be afraid of because it is here and now. Here and now. All we have to do is to live a life of love. Why is it so important? Because that's what Jesus said. Love one another as I have loved you. If you fulfill that commandment, if we fulfill that commandment, we are set for life. We don't need any degrees. We don't need a PhD and MA or a second degree. We only need and follow the school of life. And that school of life is loving. Loving. Nobody here is unable to love. Nobody here does not know how to love. But we are afraid to love. We are afraid to be vulnerable. We are afraid to be abused. Because sometimes when we love, we are recipients of being vulnerable, being abused, and sometimes being misunderstood. That's what our Lord felt. That's what our Lord had to undergo because of his great love for us. Second, last point. Focus on being grateful and trusting God. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. Matthew chapter 6, verse 38. What does it mean? Very simple. Saint Maria Scriva, the famous founder of the Opus Dei, said, Live each day as it comes. And live by loving. And always set your hearts to the coming of the kingdom by living a righteous life. Righteous life. I'll explain in this way. How do you do it? There was a teacher who asked, do you know the answer to the equation 100 plus 100 and the equation 5 times 5? And one proud student said, that's easy. 100 plus 100 is 200. 5 times 5 is 25. Wrong. What's the correct answer? See, you don't know. The simple answer is yes. Yes. That's the answer. Yes. He knows the answer to 100 plus 100, 200. He knows the answer 5 times 5, 25. So when the teacher asks, do you know the answer to the equation 100 plus 100, 5 times 5? The exact answer is yes. You know, in life, you don't have to know the exact answer. You don't have to know the solution for life. You don't have to know what will be at the end of our life. But you will know what is beyond this life. That's a given. You know, in mathematics, in engineering, we're always trained to say, if we are given a problem, we define what are the given. And from the given, what is asked. And then that's how we proceed to solve the problem. What do we have? We have this formula. How do we do? How do we use this formula to solve the problem? This is how you do it. Here is a God telling us, sometimes it's just a simple yes to living and loving, and that sets you for the end time. That sets you for eternal life. That is our liturgy of the word today, and that's how Saint Philippine Duchesne prepared her life. And that's our patroness. Please all stand.